Sukkiah, which is coming up, is not an easy Sukkiah. And I hope we're able to work it out together. And tomorrow we'll see Ramesh's pshat in the Sukkiah. Ramesh has a fantastic tshuva on this. It's long, but we'll see that tomorrow. So, but today we're going to try to work on the basic Rishonim and maybe not get a final pshat in the Sugya, but point out certain things. Before we start the new Sugya, I gave you a Har Tzvi, and the Truas van Hogis, I couldn't really Xerox, but they both really say the same thing. The Har Tzvi was asked a Shaila about Gerus in Argentina. Apparently there were the Rabbonim had made an Issa of doing Gerus in Argentina. And they wanted to stop other Rabbonim from I think we should shut it off completely.
It is off?
Yeah. To make an Issa on Rabbonim from doing Gerus in Argentina. And there was one Rav who actually went ahead and he violated this Issa. And the question was whether his gerus was valid. Maybe that gerus would not be a valid gerus. Maybe it would be botol umavoto. So the Har Tzvi paskined that the gerus is not a valid gerus. And his reasoning was, because the basis of gerus, according to many Rishonim, bizman hazeh, it's based on shlichusayo koavdina. Right? But really you should need mumchin. We don't have mumchin. So as we learned last week, many Rishonim say that Chachomim u'Mesakin Shlichusayu Kavdinan, that the Dayanim today are the Shluchim of the earlier Dayanim. But he says if the Dayanim today do the Gerus in an Ofen which is Osur, it's Osur for them to do it, you can't say that they're Shlichusayu Kavdinan, that they're Shluchim, and therefore the whole Gerus is going to be Batal. And he brings an Or Sameach. The Or Sameach uses such a svara to explain the difficult Rambam. The Rambam paskins la locha that by dini mominis midoraisa all you need is one dayan, because the pasuk b'tzedek tishvad amisecha. It's Gemara the first parak in Sanhedrin. So the Rambam paskins midoraisa you need one dayan, midrabbanan you need three dayanim. And but the Rambam paskins, let's say you had a bezin of two dayanim. And that paskin ain't dinehem din. It's not going to be a valid din. And all the mefarshim ask on the Rambam because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that whether shnaim shedonu ain't dinehem din or dinehem din really depends on the machlokes in the Gemara, whether midoraisa one dayan is sufficient or midoraisa you need three dayanim. That if you need three dayonim, then two dayonim is ain't dineyam din. But if one dayon is sufficient, then shnaim shadonu dineyam din. So how could the Rambam paskin that one dayon is sufficient midoy raisa, but yet shnaim shadonu ain't dineyam din? That's the kasha that all the mefarshim ask on the Rambam. And the Yor Sameach wants the answer. Yor Sameach wants the answer that the shitas of Rambam is that midoraisa, one dayan is sufficient, but he has to be a somuch. He has to be a somuch. And Gimel Shlosha Hedyotis is a takonas chachomim based on shlichusayo kavdinon, right? And so you have to do it exactly the way the chachomim were misakin. They were misakin that only three hedyotis will be shlichusayo. But two hedyotis will not be shlichusayu. And therefore, if they're not doing the shlichus the way the chachomim were mesakin to do the shlichus, so then it's the whole din is bottle legamri. So that's what the Or Sameach says to answer the Rambam. So the Har Tzvi says the same idea applies by Gerus. If the Bezdin of Gerus Vizana Zeh is based on shlichusayu kavdin, and if the Bezdin does something which is shaloi Kohagen, right? Which is not proper, which is also in this case in Argentina, there was a gzeira, there was an issa that the Rabbonim made not to go ahead and do gerus. So then that whole bezdin is going to be bottled because they're not valid shluchim. We're not going to say shluchosayu kaudin. That has tremendous ramifications. And that's the Tshuvas v'Hanhogis, Rav Moshe Sternbach. So he writes about this, that if, let's say you have a Beis Din today, that a Beis Din is a Beis Din which is does things shaloi kahoigen in terms of their geirus. They'll be megayir people that they know will not be shomer Torah u'mitzvos, right? And they know that. There's an umdana d'mufa, right? There's an umdana d'mufa. So he says that that geirus will not be a valid geirus because the dayonim will not, cannot serve as shluchusayu d'kamoi. And possibly even in a geirus that they're doing, a geirus that they're doing where the ger, the prospective ger, will be a shomer Torah u'mitzvos, but the dayonim have disqualified themselves that these dayonim are not dayonim hagunim. They're not dayonim who do the rotzin, they do that they follow halacha. And therefore, the whole geirus will be botel and mevutel because there's no shlichosayo kardinu. And he says, so that's if you learn that Beis Din today is based on shlichosayo kardinu. What happens if you learn like the other Rishonim, that midoraisa you don't need mumchin? Midoraisa you don't need mumchin, so then you don't need a din of shlichosayo ka'avdin, and so you can't say this svara. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says that that miu gam l'shita zu l'chayra Beis Din shemegayrim geirim shaloi kedin bizodoin. If you have a Beis Din that they know that they're being megayir geirim who are not going to be shomer Torah u'mitzvos, right? And they know that. So ulay psulim l'dayonim. So he says they could be possible for another reason, because maybe they have a status of Rishoyim, those Dayonim, right? Because they're Machshil, right? They're Machshil. They know they're being Megayir Geim who are going to be recognized as Jews, even though they're not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. They're really Goyim, and other Jews are going to, who knows, other Jews might marry them, even though the Geirus is not a valid Geirus. So these Dayonim, he says, have a status of Rishoyim, a Russia is possible to be a Dayon. So he says, so Rav Moshe Sternbach says that either reason that we give, whether it's Shlichosayo Ka'avdinon, so if the Dayonim Moreinim Hagunim, they can't function as Dayonim based on Shlichosayu. And even if you don't rely on Shlichosayu, there's a Xeris HaKosov that you don't need Mumchin, but they have to be kosher Dayonim, and if they're not Noyeg properly in their Geirus, so it could very well be that they're Posel Ladun, because they have the status of Rishoyim, because they're Oivon Olav, or Lifnei Ivel Osite Mirshom. This issue came up recently in the famous psak of the Beis Din HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael, where this was one of the main nekudos, one of the main points in the psak of Rav Avram Sherman about a certain Beis Din, but it applies to certain Batei Dinim who are known that they will be Megaya without a real Kabbalah's mitzvahs. They know that the ger is not going to keep Torah mitzvahs, so then maybe that gerus is not valid, even leaving out the Kabbalah's mitzvahs issue. But the Beis Din is not a valid Beis Din. Such a Beis Din cannot serve as a Beis Din to do gerus, either because there's no din shlichosayu, or possibly because they have a din of they're possible to be dayonim because they're over on the lav of lifnei ivel ositein mirshom. When we do Kabbalah's mitzvahs later on, we'll come back to this. But since we just discussed shlichosayu kavdinan and mumchin, right? Whether you need mumchin, so this is a very, very important nekuda that the Har Tzvi and Rav Moshe Sternbach are raising, that shlichosayu kavdinan has its gedorim. You have to have certain standards to be considered to be the shluchim of Kamoi, of the Beis Din of Chazal, right? They don't appoint just anybody to be shlichosayim, and you have to maintain those standards. And if you don't, so then you're not shlichosayim. If you're not shlichosayim, so then the whole Beis Din is null and void. Yes.
Can you say it's your name, Shlichos Lidvar Aveira?
What?
Can you say it's your name, Shlichos Lidvar Aveira?
Shlichos Lidvar Aveira. Not really. That's in Shlichus Advar Avera means that the Avera does not mitzari back to the Mishaleach. It only goes on the Shlich. We're saying more than that. We're saying there's no Shlichus at all. They can't be a Shliach at all if they're not Dayonim Hagunim. They were appointed Shluchim by Chazal, right? That you're our Shluchim if you do the right thing. To do the right thing. L'skune shidartich v'lo la'avuse. Right? The Gemara says that in many places, right? You send a shliach to do something, he has to do the right thing. He has to do your shlichus, right? If he does something wrong, so then he's not your shliach. So they only made them shlu, the dayonim shluchim, if they're going to follow halacha and do a proper gerus. If they're not going to do a proper gerus, and then they're not shluchim at all. If they're not shluchim at all, the whole bezdin is going to be posel. Okay? Put in the kuta. Yes?
With regard to the Hartzvi's question, so the Rabban in Argentina said just there's no gerus anymore in Argentina?
Yeah, they said that they didn't allow gerus anymore.
So why could they do that, the shlichus of the bezdin?
Because they had the right to do that. In other words, the shlichus of Chazal, whatever that shlichus is, is only if you're doing the right thing, right? If the shluchim
are doing. So in that case, though, they were doing the right thing.
No. Because if the rabbonim of the country all are gozer, that they shouldn't do gerus. Whatever. I don't know what the reason was that they made that gezer. Mm-hmm. But if they're gozer not to do gerus, so then every rav has to follow the rabbonim of that country. Yeah? It was like rov rabbonim, and then there was this one individual rov, right, who went against that gezerah. Right, so he's what he did was awesome. Right? Yes.
Why doesn't the Rambam mention the fact that the Ikar of Kabbalah synthesis is lacking?
Is what?
Why does it resort to the fact that the Dayanim are
oh no, because it has a nafkamina, there's a big nafkamina, because even in cases, let's say, if these Dayonim are very lax in doing the Gerus, right? And there are certain cases where there really is a Kabbalah's mitzvah. They might even be possible for that. And then it's also, you know, like, whether there's Kabbalah's mitzvah or not Kabbalah's mitzvah, sometimes it's very hard to determine. It's like a suffix. And especially years later, so it's very hard to determine, was there a commitment to do mitzvahs at the time of the gerus, and now they're completely mechalel Shabbos 5 years later. But what happened right away? That's the critical time. It's very hard to determine sometimes. But if you passel the bezdin, if the bezdin is passel, because the dayonim sheinim hagunim, and there's no shlichasayu kavdin, then there's no sofik about the gerus. Then the gerus is vaday null and void. Right, so that's he was coming from that approach. Okay, let's try this next sugya, and a lot of very big yesoidis is really, it's like shas yesoidis in this sugya. A number of principles that are shas principles. Tana rabbanan mishabo v'yoma ger ani yochel nekablenu. Right? A guy comes and he says, I was Megayer, should we accept him just based on his word? Tamaloy me'itcho. What does the Pasuk say? Ki yogo itcho. I have to look up these psukim. Perikutes. Ki yogo itcho ger ba'artzachem loisainu also. So, Itcho b'muchsuk l'cho. Chazal darshin itcho b'muchsuk l'cho. That he has to be muchsuk to us, that he's really a ger. Right? Just because he comes and he has a mila, he has bris mila, and he says, I was megaya, we're not going to rely on that. But he has to be muchsuk l'cho. And otherwise, he has to do a hatoves dabris and a tvila before neinu. Bo ve'edov imo minayin. What happens if he comes and he brings Eidim that he was Megaya? Tamaloma v'chi yogur. So Rashi says, Tamaloma v'chi yogur, mikol mokom, that we're going to accept those Eidim who testify that he was Megaya, right? And Rashi points out, the Gemara later on asked the Kasha, what do you need a posuk for that? If you have two Eidim, right, of course we accept that. That's a dover poshut, right? So Gemara asked that Kasha, what does Gemara answer? My answer is
that
what? They said they didn't see the Geirus. They said we heard that he was Megaya. Two Edim said they heard he was Megaya. So that we call that what in Halacha? What? Eid Mipiyed. That's Eid Mipiyed. And usually Eid Mipiyed is not acceptable in Beis Din, right? And you can't accept Eid Mipiyed. But over here, for some reason, you need two Edim, but Eid Mipiyed. It's almost a paradox. Right? Almost a paradox that you need two Edim, one Eid is not sufficient, but Eid Mipiyed will be sufficient. That's one of the big questions in the Sugya. Right? And what type of individual are we talking about over here? What did we know about this person who comes? What do we know about him before? Was he, we have no idea what his status was, or we know what his status was? What? He was Muksak as a guy. Right? That's all the Rishonim say then in this sugya, starting from Tosis down to Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Meiri, Rosh, everyone. He's Muksak as a guy, right? And he comes and he says, "I was Megayah." So the Gemara says, "We're not going to accept him. We don't accept his word, right? If he comes with two Edim though, and they say Shemanu Shenizgayah Bebez Dimploni, Gemara says we're going to accept him." Right? Because it says v'chi yogur, Rashi says mikol makom, that we're going to accept him under those circumstances. Right? Ba'artzachem, the Torah says ba'artzachem ein liyelo ba'oretz b'chutz la'oretz minayin tamaloyma itcha b'chol makom she'itcha. I might think that maybe you can only accept the ger in Eretz Yisrael. Komash malon, it says itcha b'chol makom she'itcha, wherever Jews are, they'll be able to accept Gerim. That means not only in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, right? So we have three different halachas so far. Imke matam aloyma ba'aretz, right? So if the Torah says itcho, that you can accept the ger all over, even though that's a dover posher, that you can accept the ger, right? All over. It's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Right? But that's, we have Xeris HaKosu. You might have thought you can only accept Gerim in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. Kamash Rolon, you can accept a Ger in Chutz La'aretz. So why does the Torah say, Ba'artzachem, V'chiyogo itcho Ger, Ba'artzachem, Ba'aretz, Tamaloyma Ba'aretz, Now Ba'aretz Tzorech Lahavi Raya, B'chutz La'aretz Ein Tzorech Lahavi Raya, Divrei Reb Yehuda. So Yehuda says that in Eretz Yisrael he has to bring a raya, in Chutz La'aretz he does not have to bring a raya. In other words, when we learned before that he's not Neman based on his own word to say that I was Megayer, Rabbi Yehuda says that's qualified by the word Ba'artzachem. In Eretz Yisrael he's not Neman, but in Chutz La'aretz he's going to be Neman. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachomim Rabbi Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz Tzorech Lahavi Raya. The Chachomim disagree. They hold that both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz Tzorich L'Havi Raya. No difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So this is the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, which requires an explanation, right? That according to Yehuda, he's not Neman in Eretz Yisrael, he needs Eidim. In Chutz La'aretz, he is Neman. Masha'enkein, according to the Chachamim, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, he needs two Eidim, right? We're dealing now superficially. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold in Eretz Yisrael he's not going to be Neman, and that you need to aid him in Eretz Yisrael? What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? What? Because it's good there. Because Tivus of Eretz Yisrael, the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, right? Tzorich lahavi raya shebebezin nizgaya sheme givoini mahu. We don't believe him that if he comes and says, I was Megaya, right? Maybe he's a Givoni Mohu, right? Umishum Shvacha, Eretz Yisrael, Lukam Ahochi, Umishakir. In other words, there's a Cheshash Mishakir in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, there's no Cheshash Mishakir. Right? Now, according to Reb Yehuda. Right? That's according to it. But in Chutz La'aretz, he's going to be Neman, even though he's only an Eid Echad. Right? Even though he's only an Eid Echad. And he's an Eid Echad testifying against a Cheskas Issa, he's Chazik Yisur, because he was Muchzak to be a Goy. right? But yet, Rabbi Yehuda holds in Chutz Laaretz, he's going to be Neman, even though we know that in general, Eid Echad is not Neman against Ischazek, Isura, but Rabbi Yehuda holds in Chutz Laaretz, he's going to be Neman. In Eretz Yisrael, he's not Neman for an extraneous reason, Chashash Mishakir. We're afraid he's lying. So there's a Gzeres HaKosu, the Torah says, no, he needs to wait him in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have that Cheshash Mishakeh, so he's going to be Nema. And in Eretz Yisrael, where you need to wait him, what kind of Edim do you need? What do they testify? You don't need Edim who mamish saw the Gerus. As long as two Edim come to this and they say, Shomanu, that's going to be sufficient. So we don't understand both parts of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't understand why in Eretz Yisrael, how does that work? How does it work that two Edim can testify Eid mi pi Eid? If that's not a valid Eidus in any other case where you need Eidus invested. And we don't understand why in Chutz La'aretz, right? Why in Chutz La'aretz, he's Neman on himself, even though he's Ischazek Yisur. I'm raising the questions now. I just want to, it's very important to realize what the issues are and how difficult they are before we come to the answers. And what does the Chachomim hold? Chachomim hold, we don't know exactly what the reason of the Chachomim is. They say both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, you require to weigh them, right? Is that because they're choishesh, there's chashash mishakir, according to the Chachomim, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and that's why they require to weigh him? They hold there's a chashash mishakir even in Chutz La'aretz, which it would be very strange. There's no svara, a shvacha de Eretz Yisrael, but is that the svara of the Chachomim? Or maybe the Chachomim hold something else? Maybe the Chachomim hold that that because of it's Ischazik Yisura, that's why you need to weigh them. So it makes no difference between Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Eid Echad is not Neman against Ischazek Isura. So that's why you need to weigh them. Or possibly, there's a third possibility. Anyone? A third possibility? What the Chachomim hold? Maybe the Chachomim hold that Geirus is a Dovah Sheva Erva, as the Noi de Bihuda holds. It's a Dovah Sheva Erva, Ein Dovah Sheva Erva Poches Mishnayim. But then that's very strange, because if it would be a Dovah Sheva Erva, how can you rely on AVP aid, right? Then we learn how Dovah Ein Dovah Sheva Erva Poches Mishnayim, Dovah Mimamin, right? Just like by Mamin, it's how Pishnayim made him, so too by a Dovah Sheva Erva, like Kiddushin, Gittin, right? Lesser Israel Baila, that she was Mizaneh. So you need Shnei Edim, but you need a real Eidus. You need an Eidus Brura, not based on Eid Mi Pi Eid. And here the Gemara seems to say that Eid Mi Pi Eid, Shnayim with Eid Mi Pi Eid is going to work. So we don't know exactly what is the Svara of the Chachomim, and what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Chachomim and Reb Yehuda. Well, let's go on in the Gemara, and then we'll come back to this. Okay, so the Gemara says, now the Gemara analyzes the Braisa. Bahu the Eidavima Kro Lomali. Why do we need a Pasuk? Right? Why do you need a Pasuk that, of course, two Eidim are going to be Nemon? Bechol HaTayra Kula, they're Nemon. Omer Rav Sheshes, Da'amri Shomano Shinizgaya Bevezdin Sholploni. Salchadayta Chamina Lo Lehem Naihu Kol Mashmalon. So Rav Sheshes says, this Pasuk is telling us that even if the two Edim say that we heard that he was Megayim Bezim Ploni, we would think that they shouldn't be Nemon because it's Eid Mi Pi Eid. Komash Rulon, the Pasuk tells us that they're going to be Nemon. As long as you have two Edim, even though they're Eid Mi Pi Eid, they're going to be Nemon. And how do we understand that? Two Edim, you never find that. Bechol HaTayra Kula, that two Edim, if you need two Edim, that means it's a Din of Edus. If it's a Din of Edus, Eid Mi Pi Eid doesn't work, because you can't rely on hearsay from another Eid who testified outside of Beis Din. It has to be someone, the Eid who saw the Maise, and he testifies in Beis Din. Yes?
What about a woman whose husband dies?
What?
She What about a woman who's half
Oh, that's a special kula that the Chachomi made.
Yeah,
Afila Eid Echot.
I'm saying, so why, even though it's like theoretically Dabar Shabar, but it's not really because it's
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then you have to learn the whole Suya. Why is an Eid Echot Dama over there? Right? If it's a Dabar Shabar. So you have to. That's a big sugya. Either it's Nemon Durabonon, or it's Nemon Duraisa, but that special kulis they made by Meis Bayil, right? Even an Isha is Nemon, an Eid Mipeid is Nemon, a Shifcha is Nemon, an Eved is Nemon. You have special kulis there, Mishum Iguna, Akilu Borabonon. So you can't bring any rayas from there to any other case of Dovah Shebe'erva, because that has, the Chachomim gave special kulis over there. Why they gave special kulas? After all, that is a Dovah Shebe'erva to be Mata and Eishas Ish. That's a different sugya. That's Perek Yud. If we'll get to the 10 Perek in Yevomis by the end of the Zman, we'll be able to learn that. We'll be able to learn that sugya. Okay, but that's special. That's unique. Okay, but by every Dovah Shebe'erva to testify about a woman that she's Mikudeshes, she's an Eishas Ish. You can't testify based on 8 Mipi'eid. It has to be that they witness the Kiddushin and then they come and they're made in Bestin. Okay, so that's an obvious question. But that's the Gzeres HaKosuv over here. It seems it's a Gzeres HaKosuv that this is going to, that you need Shnayim Eidim, but Eid Mipi'eid is going to work. Okay, then the Gemara says that Ba'aretz, Ba'artzichem, Ein liyela ba'aretz, b'chutz la'aretz, minayin tamaloyme itcha, b'chol mokom she'itcha, right? Since the Torah writes Ba'artzichem, I might think that Geirus can only be in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? Can be in chutz la'aretz. Tamaloyme itcha, b'chol mokom she'itcha, v'cha'afikte chadomi, v'cha'afikte. We already used up the word itcha. That was the beginning of the Braisa, right? Itcha is b'muksuk l'cha, meaning that you know that he is a ger. You know, he's itcha, he's with you. Meaning that you know that now he's a Jew, right? So we already used up that pasuk. So Gemara says, chada me'itcha v'chada me'imcha. So Rashi says, what's the word imcha? Ger v'toysha v'chai imoch, right? A pasuk later on in Vayikra, in Perek Chafei, right? This pasuk is in Perek Yutes, and the pasuk later on in Perek Chafei, ger v'toysha v'chai imoch. So Chazal, Rashi says, we're darshaning from that word imoch. In the Vilna Goyin, the Gra says, he says, that's not correct. It's not from the word imoch, but from the word itchem. Per mashakosa Rashi hu tamua. Rashi said it's tamua. First of all, it's not in this parsha of chiyogo ger itcha, v'chiyogo itcha ger ba'artzichem losonu also. We're darshining this parsha, and this is something. This is five prokim later. Right, and also it has nothing to do with the actual gerus. With the actual gerus, that pasuk says that ger v'toysha v'chayimoch. There's a din of v'chay b'hem by a ger, by a toysha. So it's really a very very difficult drasha. So the Vilna Goyin says that the Gemara is saying it says in the next pasuk ke'ezoch mikem yielochem hager. Hagor itchem, v'haftolo kamoch, hagor itchem. So it says once again, right? First it says itcha, and then we have an extra word later in the second pasuk, itchem. So from itchem we learn, wherever you are, wherever Jews are, they're going to be able to do games. Yeah.
Well, why, what is this? The ground changes the
gifts of
the
Gemara? Yeah. Changes the gifts of the Gemara. Okay, so the... It's a hard Gemara to read. That's why I'm reading through it. Because Pasha to get the simple pshat in this Gemara is not so simple. Then the Gemara said, Chachomi Rayim Bein Ba'oretz Bein B'chutz La'oretz Tzorich Lahavi Raya Ve'elohok Siv Ba'artzechem. Right? Rabbi Yehuda used Ba'artzechem to tell us what? That in Eretz Yisrael Tzorich Lahavi Raya in Chutz La'oretz you don't have to bring Raya. But according to the Chachamim, that you have to bring a raya both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So why does the Torah say Ba'artzechem? What does he learn? What did they learn from there? Hahu mibayolei dafilu ba'aretz mikavlim gevim. So he says that we need that pasuk to teach us that even in Eretz Yisrael, you mekabel gevim. So after daito chamina mishum tivusa Eretz Yisrael kol megayrei. That we might think that you shouldn't be mekabel gevim in Eretz Yisrael because they have an ulterior motive. Mishum tivusa Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah says, no, you mekabel gevim even in Eretz Yisrael. The hashtanami deleka tivusa. Even though today you don't have the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says the posach cholu v'davosh, right? It doesn't have the same richness as it once had. Iko leka chicho peyo maiseroni komashmalon. Right, so there's still certain benefits of living in Eretz Yisrael, lecha shichcha and peya, that the geirim can go and they can collect that. Kamash olon, the Torah says no, you can even be megaya in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda uses the pasuk ba'artzachem to teach us that in Eretz Yisrael, tzorich, there's a chumra in Eretz Yisrael, tzorich lahavi raya, you need to wait him in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, he's going to be nemon about himself that he was megaya. Chachamim hold there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So what's the pasuk ba'artzechem? That teaches us that you're even able to be mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda said, we know that you can be mekabel gerim all over, right? Both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz from Imcha, right? Imcha or Itchem that we learned before. So the Gemara says, Omer Achia Barab, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halocha Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz Tzorich L'Havi Raya, we passed in like the Chachomim, Pshita Yochid V'Rabim Halocha K'Rabim, Ma'u D'Teima, Mistabir Taima De Rabbi Yehuda, De Komesaya Le'Kroi Komash Malon. So Gemara says, why do we have to specifically state the Halocha is like the Chachomim? After all, Yochid V'Rabim Halocha K'Rabim, because the Psukim work out better according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the drushes in the psukim work out better. Rashi explains that. Because what we learned before in the Braisa that itcha, right? Rashi says imcha, right? Or itchem according to the Gra teaches us that wherever Jews live, you can be megayir. That implies not Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, right? So I don't need a special pasuk that you can be megayir in Eretz Yisrael. We learn it from the word imach, right? And therefore, what do you do with the pasuk ba'artzechem? So Rabbi Yehuda says that's an extra word, and that teaches us be'eretz Yisrael tzorich lohavi raya. Whereas according to the Chachomim, it doesn't work out. It's not the drushes are not as smooth. Because if you were learning from Imoch that you can be Megaya wherever Jews live, right? So then why do you need a special pasuk Ba'artzechem to teach us that you can be Megaya even in Eretz Yisrael, where there's Tivusa de Eretz Yisrael? You learn that from Imoch, right? Wherever Jews are living, Bein Be'eretz Yisrael, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, they can be Megaya. So I might think that we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because the psukim work out better according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Malon, we paskin like the Chacham. Right? That's the sugyas haGemara. So Tosfos will come to try to answer all the questions, but we're not going to have a final answer on this until we see Rav Moshe's tshuva tomorrow. But today we'll work out some of the issues. Taisis b'muchzak l'cha. Aymer Rabbeinu Tam, the davka b'diadinon, the hava oive kachovi meikara. The ilo hava yadinon mehemen migo di boi omar Yisrael ani de mehemen. Ki the mashu reish mesechas psochim gabe yahu oive kachovim davasolik v'ochel psochim b'Yerushalayim. So Taisis says that the Gemara over here, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gemara over here is talking about a case where the goy is muhsuk. The ger is muhsuk as a goy. How do we know he's muhsuk as a goy? How do we know that? In other words, he's not just a stranger showing up that we know nothing about him. What? We know that he's a goy, that he was once a goy anyway. How do we know that? Well, no, that's the reason that if you don't know, then we would believe him. But we know, the case over here is, he's muhsak as a goy. How do we, what does it mean he's muhsak as a goy?
Friends.
What?
Friends.
His family. We know his family, his father, he comes from a non-Jewish family, so he's muhsak as a goy. And now he comes along and he says, I was megayir in Beis Din. So, the Torah says, you don't believe him, right? You need Edim. You need Edim that he was a megayir, right? But if we wouldn't know anything about him, we don't know anything about his background, a total stranger, so then we're going to believe him when he says, I was megayir in a Beis Din. Why do we believe him? Tosfos says, because he has a migo that he could have said, Yisrael ani. Because if somebody shows up and he says, I am a Jew, he walks into shul and he says, I'm a Jew, right? So then we mitzarif him to a minyan, right? And we believe him that he's a Jew. He doesn't have to go to Beis Din, right? And once he says he's a Jew, we believe him. And what's the raya to that? Why do we say we believe him? So Tosfos brings a number of rayas to what he said. So first Tosfos says that he has, if he says I'm a ger, he has a migo that he could have said that he's a Jew. How do we know that we believe him when he says he's a Jew? So that's a gemara on daf gimel im sochim, right? There was a guy who came up to Yerushalayim during the regel, right? And he said he's Jewish and he wanted to eat from the Korban Pesach, and the taka gave him from the Korban Pesach. And then one year he was mishtabeach, right? He went over to he was mishtabeach, and he said, you know, even though the Torah says that ben nechal lo yoichal bo, right? But I got from the Korban Pesach. I tricked them, right? I tricked them, and so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told him. And he said, I got the best part of the Korban Pesach. Yehuda ben Beseira told him, why don't you go up this year and ask them for the alya? The alya is very fatty. It's the best part. It's the best meat on the Korban Pesach. So he says, so he went up to Yerushalayim and he said, give me from the alya. So they told him, alya lagavoa salta, the alya has to be burnt. Right? So they asked him, who told you to ask for the alya? So he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told me to ask for the alya. Right? So then they were bodek, they saw there's a red flag here, right? And they were bodek, and they found out that he really is really a goy, and then kotlu, they killed him. That's a question. Why did they kill him? What aveira did he do? Besides tricking them, and you know, the aveira called ben nechal lo yochal bo, is an aveira on the Israel not to give to ben nechal, but for a goy, we don't find that there's an aveira on the goy himself to eat from the Korban Pesach. So that's a question. But this was the ma'aseh shehayah that the Gemara says. So you see from this Gemara that a Yisrael, someone who declares that he's a Yisrael, is going to be believed. Right? Ve'ein lo im ashani hosam dehevu samchi aruba dehevu Yisrael dehu b'chol mokam nami ikur ruba derov havoyin lefaneinu b'toras yadus Yisrael hem. So Tosfos says maybe you have no raya from here for someone who says he's a ger with a migo that he could say Yisrael, that he's a Yisrael, because over there the reason why they believed he was Yisrael is because it was in Yerushalayim, it was Rov Yisrael. So you had a ruba di isa kamon, right? But not in the case of a ger who comes and says I'm a ger, and then with a migo that he could have said he's a Yisrael. So Tosfos says that no, there's still a rov, because rov haboim lefoneinu b'toiras Yadus Yisrael Haim. Well, most people who come before us and declare they're Jews really are Jews, right? It's not the derech of goyim to come and say I'm a Jew, right? So there's a rove. It's a different type of rove. What kind of rove is this? It's a ruba de lesser kamon. It's a rove that's more like a chazoka. It's not a ruba. In Yerushalayim, it was a ruba di isa kamon, because taka, most of the people in Yerushalayim were Jews. But this is like a ruba de lesa kamon, which is very, it's like a chazoka, it's like an umdana. It's like an umdana, that it's not the teva, it's not the nature of goyim to declare that they're Jews. And if somebody comes and says that he's a Jew, right, so then we're going to believe him, and therefore the ger has a migo that he could have said, he has a migo, he could have said he's a Jew. So that's one riot that Tosis brings. That if we don't know, he's not muhsok as an akum, he's going to be believed that he's a ger, migo that he could have said that he's a Jew. But then Tosis brings other riots. On a second raya, he says, "Od raya mishmaitin domalei Rabbi Yehuda yatonemon lifsol es bonecho di ilu gufei kosher ala deshavi nashi chaticha di isura." But in boal baskoyin lo poslo kide peirash liliel, no kide peirash liliel. A second raya he brings is from the next gemara where a ger comes and says, "Niskar yarti beini levein atzmi," right? I was Megaya without a bezdin. I was Megaya on my own. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Nemon atol lifsol esatzmucho viato nemon lifsol esbanecho." You're nemon to passel yourself based on shavya nashe chaticha di surah, but you're not nemon to passel your children. Right? To passel your children. In other words, we believe him when he says that he was a ger. Right? We believe him when he says he was a ger, but we don't believe him on the beini levein atzmi. Right? And we'll have to analyze that Gemara when we get to it. It's also a difficult Gemara. But Tosis says on Daf Chof Hei that we say Palginan Dibura over here. Palginan Dibura. That when he says Niskayarti, we believe him on the Niskayarti, that he really is a ger, right? But not on the Beini Levein Atzmi. The Beini Levein Atzmi is only based on the Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Surah. Right, but we don't believe him. Therefore, as far as his children are concerned, we're going to believe that he's a ger and the children are kosher. Right, the children are kosher. So you see from that Gemara as well, right? Because we're dealing here, Tosis learns, we're dealing here with somebody we didn't know what his background was. Right, and therefore, if he comes and he says Niskayarti, we're going to believe him. Why do we believe him? So Tosis holds, we believe him because of that. That rov haboyim lefoneinu b'toras yadus Yisrael heim, right? And he has the migu, he has a migu that he could have said he's a Yisrael, and saying you're Yisrael, you're nemon based on that ruba the lesser kamon. So now that he says that he's a goy, he's nemon with the migu. And then Tosis brings a third raya. Mehid Eliel tries to bring a third raya. The omalei zil goli. What was the maisa over there? What happened in that case? There was somebody whose father was a goy and his mother was a Jew. Akum abo bas Yisrael. The vlad goes after the mother. So the son was Jewish. And the son had a difficult time finding a shidduch, because everyone in this community knew that his father was a goy. So nobody wanted to marry off their daughter to him. So he went to Rav and he asked Rav, what should I do? So Rav said, Zil Goli, go to a different community, right? And they don't know who you are over there. And tell them that you're a Jew. You don't have to tell them your father's a goy. Tell them that you're Jewish and you'll find a shidduch over there. So we see from that Gemara, Tosis says that you're going to be Neman to say that you're a Jew. If they don't know what your status is, yeah, so you have Nemonis on that. So Mimela, you have a migu. When you say I'm a ger, right? If somebody says I'm a ger, he has a migu, he could have said that he's a Jew. So Tosis says, Lichayra, that's a raya, but he rejects the raya. Ain raya. From there, there's no raya. The Shem Elohayu Botkim, the Limhu Yisraelim Lav of Mishpach Elohayu Botkim. How does Tosis refute this raya? It says over there that what?
It's just a miracle. They're just
going to
check whether
you're
Jewish or not.
Right. So it could be over there that when he came and he said, I'm a Jew, that they did check. They investigated and they found out that he's a Jew. But they didn't check all the details of his mishpacha to find out who his father is, who his mother is. Right? So therefore, there's no raya over there. Maybe in that case, you do have to check whether the person is a Jew and find out from Edim that he's a Jew. So that's not a raya. But Tosis has two rayas that he relies on. That basically we see that if a ger, if we don't know what his previous status was, he's going to be neman to say I'm a ger, and because he has a migo that he could have said that he's a Jew, right? To, we learn that he's neman to say that he's a Jew from the Gemara in Pesachim, and we learn from our Gemara that he's neman to say that he's a ger. But why is he neman to say that he's a ger? Why is he neman? So Taisa says because he has a migo. Why is he neman to say he's a Jew? Right? That's a valid migo if he would say he's a Jew. Why is he neman? So Taisa says it's based on a rove. Right? The nemanis is based on a rove. That rove haboim lefoneinu b'toras yadus Yisrael heim. So it's a ruba delesa kamon. It's an umdana that he's telling the truth. Now Tosfos in Pesachim on that Gemara, Tosfos in Pesachim is very similar, but not exactly the same. The Tosfos of Ano Achil Mishufrei Shufrei Mikan Ein Raya Shenamin Lechol Habor Lefoneinu V'Oyme Yisrael Ani the Shani Hocha the Rov Yisrael Hoyu Vazlin and Basaruba. So he says. So Tosfos says there is no Raya from that Gemara in Pesachim, right? Because that Gemara. As he came up to Yerushalayim, so it was Aruba de Issa Kamon. So you can't prove from that Gemara that any person who comes b'fanenu and says that he's Jewish, that we're going to believe him. There's no, because over there was Aruba de Issa Kamon. So Tosfos rejects the Raya. From, what Tosfos raised as a Havamina in our Tosfos, that maybe there's no Raya from there. And Tosfos went on to say, even so, there's a Raya because just like you rely on the Ruba de Issa Kamon, you can rely on the Ruba de Lesser Kamon. Right? Tosfos says there is no Raya from there. Ach yesh lahavi Raya miperek acholitz. The Amar leZil Goli on Nosiv Basminach. Right? He told him, Rav told him, either go to a new community or nosi batzminach, or find another girl whose father is a goy. So you'll marry batzminach, and they'll be willing to give her to you as a shidduch. So that Taisa says that is a raya. V'chemi Yehuda also the kameder of Yehuda of Oman nisgayarti beini leveinatzmi omalei neman ato lifsa zatzvachav yato neman lifsa lesbanecha v'haynu mishum demotzi lemeimar Yisrael ani, because he has a migu that he could have said that he's Yisrael, therefore he's believed to say that he's a ger. V'hod ha'ama v'acholitz mishu bo v'ama ger ani yochal nekablenu tamad loyma itcha b'muchsak lecha hosamayim b'muchsak lon b'avasei sheheim nochrim di'ilav hochi nemon b'migu di'boi ama Yisrael ani. So Tosfos comes to the same conclusion in Pesachim, that a Yisrael, he's neman to say that he's a Yisrael, and therefore a ger that is not muhsuk is a goy, is neman to say that he's a ger because he has a migul that he could have said that he's a Yisrael. Right? However, our Gemara that says that he's not neman is talking about a case where he's muhsuk as a goy, and therefore he's not going to be neman unless he has a, right, unless he has two edim, right? But he's not neman based on his own word. But so Tosfos says the reason why when he's not muhsak as a goy, the reason why he's neman to say that he's Yisrael, and therefore he's neman to say that he's a ger with a migo that he could have said he's Yisrael is based on a rove. Based on rove haboyin lefoneinu b'toras yadus, Yisrael heim, and therefore he has that's a valid migu. So that's why he's never one to say that he's a ger. However, there are other possible reasons why he would be Neman that the Rishonim and the Achronim, Rishonim and Achronim give. And this also, some of these reasons would also answer another question. We have a Gzeiras HaKosuv that the ger who is muhsuk as a goy is not neman. He needs to aid him. Right? He's not neman. Why do you need a gzeiras hakosuv for that? Why should you need a gzeiras hakosuv? After all, he has his muhsuk. It's his chazik isura. We know the principles of Eid Echad. We know that Eid Echad is not neman against his chazik isura. I mean, it's a shayla in the Gemara in Yevomis, whether Eid Echad is neman against his chazik yisura or not, but we paskin that Eide Echod is not Neman against Yischazik Yisura. So why should I need? So if someone who's Muchsuk as a Goy comes and says, I'm a Ger, why do you need a Pasuk, a Gzeres HaKosa, to tell us that we don't believe him? Right? It should be Misvara that you don't believe him, because he's only an Eide Echod and against Yischazik Yisura. So there is a Ritva, and the Keren Oira goes with this Mahalich throughout the sugya. There's a Ritva that says what? What does the Ritva say? Milsa Davido Ligluye. We have a principle in Halacha that something which is a Milsa Davido Ligluye, something which you can find out the truth, you can investigate and find out the truth relatively easily, right? Relatively easily. So then you believe him. That's one of the svaris that said by Meis Baila, actually. That's how some explain the halacha of Meis Baila. Why is an Eid Echad Neman? After all, it's a Dovashe Be'erva. So there are some Rishonim who explain, because it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. How is it Davida Ligluye? If the husband really is alive, right, and he'll come back, he'll walk into Beis Din, so then that's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. So we're not choishesh that the Eid Echad is going to lie, because he can be proven a liar, right, with a living proof of the Baal. So that's an example of a milsa Davida Ligluye. So over here, the Ritva says this is a Milsa Davida Ligluye. The reason why we believe him when he says that I'm a Yisrael or I'm a Ger is because of Milsa Davida Ligluye. It says Tirates. Rabbeinu Tam answered, "The Hocha Meiri with the Muchsak Lon Shuhu Goy, Holav Hochi Kol Shabo VeOma Yisraelani Ogerani Nemon V'Soimchem Alpiv L'Chol Dova the Milsa David LeGluye He V'Lom Mishake." Milsa David LeGluye, we're not choishes for Mishake. So that's why he's going to be believed. But the Ritva is saying we only believe him based on Milsa David LeGluye when he's not Muchsak as a Goy. If he is Muchsuk as a Goy, so then we're not going to believe. Why not? If it's a Milsa David Ligluye, why shouldn't we believe him even if he's Muchsuk? Even if he's Muchsuk as a Goy? Even if he's Muchsuk as a Goy? So that will have to. That apparently is a Gzeres HaKosuv. That's a Gzeres HaKosuv. What is the basis of that Gzeres HaKosuv? Right? That's why you need the Gzeres HaKosuv. Because otherwise we would have said, even if he's Muchsak as a Goy, maybe he would be believed because it's a Milsa Davido Ligluye, right? Which is the reason why he's believed when he's not Muchsak as a Goy. It's the reason why a Yisrael is believed to say that I'm a Yisrael, and a Ger is believed to say that I was Megayer, according to the Ritva. A different reason than Tosis. Notice Tosis says, the reason why the Ger is believed to say that he was a Megayer in the Beis Din is because he has a Migo, he could have said that he's a Yisrael. Right? The Ritva says the reason why he's believed is because it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. And based on that, we would have said that even if he is Muchsak as a Goy, it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye, so he should be Neman, right? And so why isn't he Neman? Why do you need to aid him? That's the Gzeres HaKosov. What is the Gzeres HaKosov telling us? Why you need to aid him? Why don't you just rely? Why is the Torah saying don't rely on Milsa David Ligluye? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand it. Because it's based on what? Cheshash Mishake. In Eretz Yisrael, he's not believed because there's a Cheshash Mishake. According to the Chachomim, Bein Be'eretz Yisrael, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that we don't rely on his Nemanus based on Milsa David Ligluye, right? We still don't know what the reason is. It could be that there's also Cheshash Mishakir according to Chachomim. Or could be that the Chachomim learned that the Gzeres HaKosuv is that here you need a real Eidus. Maybe it's a dove shebe erva, or because it's since it is ischazik yisur, maybe it's not considered. The Chachamim hold it's not considered to be a milsa davida ligluye. So that we still require, we still need a hezber in that. So we have two possible reasons why he's believed to say, I'm a ger, right? According to Tosis, because he has a migu that he could have said he's Israel, and that on that he would be Neman based on a rove, right? A ruba de lesser kamon. According to the Ritva, it's based on the Svara Milsa Davida Ligluye. And then there's a third possible reason. And this is Rebbe Chonin raises this as a question. Rebbe Chonin, by the way, the Keren Oiris also says, like the Ritva Milsa Davido Ligluye, the Keren Oiris explains why we need a Xeris HaKosuv, that when the guy comes and says, I was a guy here in Bezdin, we need a Xeris HaKosuv to tell us that he's not Nemon, right? So why do you need a Xeris HaKosuv? After all, it's against Ischazik Yisura. So the Keren Oiris says, I would have thought that we should believe him based on Milsa Davida Ligluye, right? And based on that he says, that's why the Keren Oiris explains that the two aided Xeris HaKosuv is that you need two aidim, but it can be aid mi pi aid. Can be an aid mi pi aid. Sagi be aid mishomun shomanu shinizkaya bevesdim ploni afagav dolo heve aidus gemura, because it really is a milsa davida ligluye. The Xeris HaKosuv was not just to rely on an aid echad. The Xeris HaKosuv was, it is a milsa davida ligluye, but here you need two aidim. Why? Chashash mishakir. We're not going to rely totally on one aid. But once you have the two aidim, so then that those two aidim can be an aid mipi aid. An aid mipi aid. We'll see in Rav Moshe develops this idea much, much more. But there's a third possibility why we believe him, right? When he comes and he says, when he's not muhsuk as a guy, and he comes, he says that he's a ger. So Rabbi Chonon actually asks a kasha. Niskayarti tzori. The Gemara says niskayarti tzorich lahavi raya. Right? Niskayarti tzorich lahavi raya. In a case where he's muhsuk as a goy, so he has to bring two aidim. Right? So Rabbi Chonon asks, why isn't he Nemon based on Biyodo Ligayer? Right? The Gemara says that a Baal who says, I divorced my wife, is Nemon because it's Biyodo Ligarsha. Right? It's Biyodo Ligarsha. So over here, when he says, I was Migayer, he should be Nemon because of Biyodo. Biyodo Ligayer. And the case of the Baal, when he says, I divorced my wife, that mamish is a dover shebe erva. But yet you see that biyodo ligarsha gives him nemonis. So too over here, we should say, biyodo ligaya. Should say, biyodo ligaya. And the Rabbi Chonin answers, yeshloime de lo heve biyodo, de tzorech shloisho, miyeme de mizdaka keilei, beit halso. Chonin answers that, we saw in the Gemara in Kiddushin that it's not biyodo ligayer. You don't say biyodo by geirus, because who says he'll be able to get a bezdin that will be megayer him? Right? The Gemara said that in the context of dovo shelo bo liyaylo, right? That it's considered to be mekadosh nisho la'acha she'atis gairi is a dovo shelo bo liyaylo. It's not considered to be biyodo, because who says he'll be able to get a bezdin? So the Rebbe Chanan says, well, if it's not biyodo over there by dovah shelo bo liyolam, it shouldn't be biyodo over here in terms of giving him ne'amonus. Biyodo gives ne'amonus, but it's not biyodo. So he doesn't have ne'amonus. However, he says, when the Rashba in Andaf Peches in Yevomis says that there's a difference between the din of biyodo by dovah shelo bo liyolam and biyodo by ne'amonus. It's the first teretz in the Rashba that we left out. And the Rashba asked the Kasha, how can, on Hekdish, how can an Eid Echad be Neman to say that, that the Hekdish was Nifteh? That's no longer Hekdish. After all, it was Ischazik Yisura. So the Gemara says, it's Biyodai Liftoisa. It's Biyodai Liftoisa. So the Rashba, that's if it's Kedushas Domim, but if it's Koinomis, right, it's Koinomis, it's Biyodai Lahatir the Neder. So Rashba asked the Kasha, it's Biyodai Lahatir the Neder, but you need a Bezdin, right? You need a Bezdin Shal Shlosha. Who says you'll be able to get a Bezdin? Just like the Gemara says in Kedushin, that by the Geirus it's not Biyodai, because who says you'll be able to get a Bezdin? So too by HaTorah's Nedarim. Right, so teretz that we saw in the Rashba was that by Geiris you need Bezdin Mumchin, whereas by Hataras Nedarim Hedyotis are good enough, so you'll be able to get a Bezdin of Hedyotis. But there's another teretz in the Rashba. The Rashba gives another teretz that there's a difference between the din of Biyodai by Dova Shalobo Li Olam and the din of Biyodai for Ne'amonis. And that's where the Rebbe Chanan quotes that teretz. V'chadushi Rashba kosa b'teretz echod d'lo aminin hochi b'gemara le'inyin dova shalo bo li'aylam aval le'inyin nemonas mikrei b'yodo k'ay gavda v'shum hochi b'yoymen nishalti al nidri nemon de b'yodo l'itshule yacha gavda atoras neda tzvicha shloisha. When do we say it's not b'yodo to get a bezdin? That's as far as dova shalo bo li'aylam. To become a dova, to be considered to be like a dova shaboli olam, it has to be biyodo that easily he'll be able to get, he'll be able to do that. So by wherever you need a bezdin, by geirus, by hatoras nedarim, it'll be a dova shaboli olam, because it's not biyodo. But as far as nemonos is concerned, the Rashba says he will have nemonos as long as it is biyodo. Even though he'll need a bezdin for hataras nedarim, it's still considered to be biyodah. So according to that, he says he should be a deger, should be neman to say niskayarti, because it's biyodah legayer esatzma. So this could be. So Rebbe Chaim leaves off with a kasha, but this could really be a third possible reason why he's neman. In the case where he's not muhsok, where he's not muhsok as a goy, that he would be neman because it's biyodoi, because it is biyodo to legayir esatzmo. It's biyodo legayir esatzmo. So that would be a third possible reason. And the emes is the mikheves hamishna uses the svara of biyodoi. And he explains the Rambam, a difficult Rambam, a very difficult Rambam with that svara. Just to review though, we have three possibilities in the case where he's not muhsok as a goy. Where is muhsok as a goy? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, you need to aid him. According to the Chachomim, according in Chutz Laaretz, you don't need aid him. He'll be neman. Where, and according to Chachomim, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, you'll need to aid him. Where he's not muhsak as a guy, all the Rishonim, kimat, except there's one Me'iri, not like that, but all the Rishonim, Rabbein Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Tosfos Rid, and the Me'iri himself, they all say that, and the Rambam, that he's going to be neman to say that he's a ger, and based on various reasons, based on different reasons, according to Tosis, because he has a migu that he could have said is Israel, and he's neman to say he's the Israel because of a rov haboyin lefonein v'toras yadu Yisrael hey, and according to the Ritva, it's based on a milsa davido ligluye. According to the Merkeves HaMishnah, we'll call it the Merkeves HaMishnah. It's based on biyodoi. That's biyodoi legayer. And this, the Mekeves HaMishnah, we'll see, uses this to explain a difficult Rambam, because the Rambam, we'll just conclude with this, the Rambam paskins in this halacha, and the Rambam is brought down in the Ramban, is brought down in the Rashba, they quote the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins in this halacha, that someone who comes and he says, Niskaya bebezdin, his neman, shapesha also wapesha hiti, right? Because he has a migu, and he has a migu that he could have said that he was a Yisrael. But med dvorim amurim be'eretz Yisrael, ve'olsa mayomim shecheskas hakol shom becheskas Yisrael. Avo b'chutz lo'aretz tzorich lo'hovi ra'ya, ve'achar kach yiso Yisraelis. Va'ani yoyime shezu mayi lo'biyuchsin. So the Rambam says, in a case where we don't know that he's muhsuk as a goy, and he comes and he says, I was megayir in the bezdin, so in Eretz Yisrael we're going to believe him completely, but in Chutz La'aretz he'll have to bring a raya, and then he can marry a Jewish woman. The Rambam says that's a ma'ila b'yuchsin, right? So the Ravid asked on the Rambam, that's against the Gemara. What the Rambam is saying is mamish against the Gemara, right? Because according to the Chachomim, there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael he has to bring Raya, and Chutz La'aretz he doesn't have to bring Raya. And the Rambam is saying in Eretz Yisrael he doesn't have to bring Raya, in Chutz La'aretz he does have to bring Raya. Right? So what is the Rambam? What is the Rambam paskin? That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. And the Magid Mishnah answers. Anybody see the Magid Mishnah? How he gives? What's his basic answer? Very, very important to realize this. Yeah.
The Ravid is assuming that Rambam talking about the case in the Gemara.
Right. The Ravid was assuming the Rambam was talking about the case in the Gemara. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam is not talking about the case in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara is a case where he was muhsuk as a goy. He was muhsuk as a goy. That's where we have the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. The Rambam over here is talking about a case where he was not muhsuk as a goy. He's talking about the case that the Rishonim all talk about, right? Where he's not muhsuk as a goy, and he's neman to say that he is a ger, right? Because he has a migu that he could have said, or he could have said that he's a Yisrael, right? But the Rambam says, there's still going to be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because in Eretz Yisrael, when he says, right, he has a much stronger proof, right? If he would say that he's a Yisrael, it's Rov Yisrael Shom. Rav Yisrael, so that's a much, much stronger proof. There's a ruba di isa kamon. So therefore, when he says I'm a ger, and he has that migu, that very, very strong migu, that he could have said he's a Yisrael based on the ruba di isa kamon, so then there's no ma'ila b'yuchsin over there. Not only will we believe him that he's a ger, but we'll believe him to such an extent that he can marry a bas Yisrael. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, where it's rov akum, So then, what do you rely on? What do you rely on? If he says that he's a Yisrael, what's the basis of the migu? It's not going to be based on a ruba the isa kamon. It'll be based on a ruba the lesser kamon, which is a weaker rove on that rove. Share the rove of rove aboyim lefoneinu becheskas b'toras yadus. Yisrael Haim, so that's a weaker row. So then the Rambam says, in a case like that, they made a maila biyursin. But that's what the Rambam is talking about. The case where he's not muhsuk that he was a goy, right? So the Rambam has that chiddush. The Rambam has that chiddush that there's going to be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in terms of marrying a Bas Yisrael. Whereas other Rishonim don't necessarily make that distinction, right? You don't see that in Tosis, you don't see that in most of the Rishonim, that there's no distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Once you have that Ne'amonus, based on the migu that you could have said that you're a Yisrael, so then you're going to be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Okay. Mikevas HaMishnah says a different shot over here in the to explain this Rambam. The Mikevas HaMishnah, just to, since we're talking about Biyodai, so Mikevas HaMishnah says that the Rambam learned that No, I'm sorry. The Mikevas HaMishnah explains the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim. We'll get to that tomorrow with the Mikevas HaMishnah. Okay? But this is the background in terms of the sugya. We always have to keep in mind that you have these two different scenarios. If he's muhsak as a goy, that's the Gemara. Where if he's not muhsak as a goy, right, that's the Rishonim. Rishonim talk about that case, and we have three possible reasons why he would be. Why he would be Neman to say that he's a Ger, right? Either based on, according to Tosafot, based on the Migu that he could have said Yisrael because of he has the Rove of Haboyim Lefanein B'Toros Yadus Yisrael, hey? According to the Ritva, based on Milsa David Ligluye, which would explain why he's Neman to say that he's a Ger, or why a Jew is Neman to say that he's Yisrael, because it's a Milsa David Ligluye. And according to the Mikevas HaMishneh, he has a svara that it's going to be biyodai, a biyodai legaya. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be doing Ramesha Shuva, but you have to see the Noida Behuda first. So that paragraph in the Noida Behuda, and then we'll. Ramesh is about the three pages that we'll have to go through.
What do we read into when Rambam says Vani Omer?
That he, whenever he says Vani Omer, that means he doesn't have a Raya Mifureshes from the Gemara. Vani Omer. There's no Raya Mifureshes. The Rambam does have a mocker for what he says, but it's not. It doesn't say what the basis of that.